What's up, y'all? Welcome to our YouTube channel, Africans Talk Football. Appreciate your guys' continued support. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Thank you.
So welcome, 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 welcome back to another episode of Africans Talk Football TV, where we bring you fresh African soccer news highlighting the Africans and African Americans who have seen success within the sport. We're going to bring you news from our favorite teams in the Premier League, as well as informing you on other European leagues and soccer news worldwide. Whether this is your first episode with us or if you've been rocking with us from the jump, again, I just want to say thank you to all of our friends and supporters. Again, my name is Cornelius. I'm Brett, joined by my friends and my co-hosts here. Mike, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good, man. All my teams won this weekend, man. It's been a long time. All my teams won. Iowa State, Chelsea, Dallas Cowboys. Cavs are about to add one more. So, yeah, I'm feeling good.
Clean
sweep. How about you, Gabriel? I see you.
Yeah, I feel the same way, man. All my teams won this week. So, hopefully we can see in fantasy football. But, Salam, how you feeling?
I mean, good. Yeah, I feel like as I did the week before. And the week before that. Yeah. But I can't complain, Cornelius. How about you?
Good, man. Just to echo Mike, you know, all of my teams that I support won this week. Clean sweep, man. It's a good feeling. At least for all of our teams, we can say that nobody lost this week. Yeah. At least coming through. So we can have a little bit of high spirits. I know someone has their arms crossed because they're not feeling the same way as the other was on the shots. So others that have the W in the shots. But before we get into our teams, honestly, first and foremost, just wanted to say congratulations to the Orlando Pride, who won the NWSL championship here against, once again, the Washington Spirit this past Saturday. 1-0 goal from Barbara Banda, which I wasn't able to see the match in its entirety, but I was definitely able to see the goal. And I feel like I said this about Marta last week, but pure class. I mean, she got the ball 1v1 against the defender on the right side, kind of does a quick chop, takes it to her left foot, and then just bangs it near post. The keeper went down, actually got a hand on it, but there was just so much power on the shot. It was just going to be a goal, you know, and 1-0 in the final shows how close it was. I don't know if you guys were able to watch the match, but any takeaways from Orlando winning the NWSL championship?
Yeah, I think the biggest highlight, like you said, was the goal. I mean, just world-class finish, you know, from Banda. So, and it was a nice goal.
I think Orlando was the best team from start to finish this season. Most well-rounded team. They had the best player, and then probably, I mean, not probably, the most iconic players to ever play the game in Marta. So all around, I feel like they were the best team, and it was nice seeing Marta get that trophy. I saw a picture of her celebrating with her mom. I thought that was pretty cool. That's a good moment for her. Shout out to Banda. I mean, obviously the goal was really good. I also wanted to shout out the keeper. She actually played at King's Hammer. I don't know if you guys know that.
Aubrey Hudson. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, shout out to her, man. And Rodman, of course, too. It's unfortunate. I was obviously on the other side when I look at it. It would have been nice to see Rodman get one early, you know, in her career. But I feel like she'll have definitely more opportunities in the future to get another one. And shout out to the Washington Spirit as well too.
Yeah, shout out them. Shout out Marta. I'm glad she got one on her, kind of on her way out. And Trinity will get her so long. I truly believe, you know, she will be back in this position, and she'll be able to fight for hers. I mean, she is kind of, you know, let the goat kind of get one on her way out, and then, you know, you can take the reins after this. So, you know, kind of a passing of the torch situation, I kind of feel, in a sense, with this match. But, yeah, no, shout out to them. Shout out both teams. Really dope.
Yeah, just to end it, a few quick hitters and a few quick highlights. Temwa Chiwenga was actually named the women's MVP for the entirety of the season. So shout out to Temwa Chiwenga again. You know, she had an incredible season. So they lost to, you know, her team lost to the Orlando Pride, who ended up going on to win the entire thing. So that shows, you know, how good that team was as well. And then as well, I just wanted to say shout out to Barbara Banda. She was actually awarded MVP of the playoffs and of the actual finals. So she got the finals MVP. Obviously, her goal just standing above everything. And then to close out about Marta, because Salam, you said that, you know, you were able to see her celebrate with her mom. It was actually announced during the game that this was her mother's first time in the U.S. to watch her play. No way. For her mom's first time in the U.S. to see her play and, you know, the weight of how much this game had and just, you know, her play overall, it was one of those moments where, like, it, you know, it just everything came to fruition. You know what I mean? And it was just super cool to see that. So once again, shout out to Marta. Shout out to Barbara Banda, who got the MVP for the final. Shout out to the Orlando Pride. And shout out Seb Hines, you know, first Black male to win Coach of the Year. And then for him to follow that up with the championship, you know, if you hear about his story, he's worked through the organization for a long, long time. He kind of got overlooked. He was overlooked for a long time and then finally got the head coaching job. People kind of expected him to fail. And then a year later, he's winning the championship. So shout out again to Seb, because it just shows what you can do if you just have a little bit of determination and believe in yourself. And clearly he was able to get the players to rally around him as well. So, you know, he had the player support. So it's just super cool to see everything about that organization. So shout out Orlando again. NWSL champions in 2024.
Croy Bethune too. She won midfielder of the year. She played for the Spirit. So shout out to her. Lastly, I do want to say, I think that they got all the awards right. Like all the awards.
I would agree.
from the MVP for the regular season to the playoff MVP.
No politics, man. Yeah. No politics.
Yeah, Defender of the Year. Yeah, I think all the awards were you know,
rightly awarded for sure.
So, but even though there's a lot of deserving people, but
And that was the thing. I feel like, and just to end it here, I know we said that, but to end it here, I know there were a lot of deserving players, but bro, that just goes to show like how like good some of these players are, man. Like when you look especially at these semifinal matches, at these quarterfinal matches, the play was so high and we got to the final and like I said, it was a 1-0 final. So a lot of these players are really raising the level of the NWSL. We even talked about how we've seen players from Europe come over. So it's cool to see and I can't wait to see what we see in the years to follow. But let's get into our squads, man. Since we all got, you know, favorable results, you know, some more favorable than others, I kind of just want to go in chronological order and just start from the top. Saturday morning, the very, very early game, I was up at 7:30 to watch Chelsea at Leicester at King Power Stadium. I'll keep what I have to say very short and sweet. Last week, I said I believed we'd win 2-0. I said we probably gonna win 3-0, but I really said 2-0 because I felt we'd keep the clean sheet. And although we got the 3 points, we got the win away, which is very strong. Like I want to say, first and foremost, it's always good when you get an away win because you're going into hostile territory. You never know what might be thrown your way. But for Chelsea, I really think what we need to work on is closing out halves. The last 5 minutes of the first half and the last 5 to 10 minutes of the second half, we look mad vulnerable, bro. If you looked at the last 5 minutes of the first half, they almost scored on us twice. If you look at the last 5 minutes plus injury time of second half, they actually got the goal. And they were on our back line very, very aggressively. And as well as we played in the first half, Jackson had a great goal. We just take the foot off the gas and we expect our quality just to be able to take us into halves. And I need Maresca to kind of nip that in the bud because I've been seeing that over the course of the season. And luckily we've been better than teams, but this Leicester game was one of those matches where you can say we got away with one. because at the end of the first half, it almost went into the first half 1-1, and we were very, very lucky to escape with a 2-1 win. But we need to hold our clean sheets, and we need to hold halves better. And that's just all I got to say, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of glad you brought up, you know, the last few minutes of the half, because actually Maresca brought it up at the end of the game. He said the last 10 minutes of the first half was not good enough, and it wasn't. It wasn't. We were just poor. And in moments like that, that's when you see how young this team still is. And it's not an excuse, but I mean, it's just the fact of the matter. There will be time periods within the game where, you know, they're not up to standard. And it's not acceptable. As you move forward, yes, we got away with it today. Are we going to get away with it when it's Arsenal, it's City, it's, you know, United? You won't get away with that. And they should have scored in the first half, but they did. So credit to those guys. Big shout out to Badia Shu. This is the thing that I have a problem with. If you can play like this, you know, what is the problem with consistently playing like this? Badia Shu had a great game. I don't know if you disagree with me, but his passing, his defending, his awareness, great performance. These are the performances I've seen in the past that makes me convinced that, okay, maybe he can do it. But then he hasn't showed it until yesterday. Yesterday, bro, 10 out of 10 performance for me. He played very well yesterday. Credit to those guys. I think I like the change he made in the starting lineup, playing Felix instead of Neto, and then, you know, giving Enzo the run instead of Lavia. And obviously, it was evident. You know, Madueke is still, you know, struggling with his confidence a little bit, but I thought he was decent as well. You know, I can't complain too much, even though, you know, he got in the way of the goal. Yeah. That was kind of annoying, but, you know, I think he had a great game. Overall, bro, the boys are playing well, man. You know, I like how we're playing. But what did I say last week in our predictions? I said, you know, I think we can give three. We can give Leicester three. By what did I say? It's probably going to be, what, a 2-1 game? Because we're going to concede at least one. I was like, we will concede one. That is for sure.
And even up until that last goal, I really felt the clean sheet. I was like, even though we got away with one, I feel a clean sheet. And when I saw the goal, I was just like.
Yeah, the PK was stupid to give away because if you don't have your head on straight at the end of the game, you're going to make mistakes like that to put yourself in positions like that. And that's exactly what happened. So the youth of the, you know, team shows in those moments. You could definitely tell the decision-making sometimes, it just doesn't show the experience. Like, yes, these guys don't have enough experience in what they're doing right now. But I feel like we're moving in the right direction. So I'm not too upset about it. A clean sheet would have given us, what, 10 points goal differential? One more point, you know, ahead of Arsenal. But right now we're all tied on goal differential. So we'll see what happens. But overall, no complaints, man. We're moving in the right direction. And with our schedule coming up, I have good – I'm feeling well. I'm feeling well about, you know, what we can do.
So I have something to ask. So when you guys haven't had like the same lineup consistently throughout the season. It's because of a couple of different things, but how do you guys feel about him not, I don't know, 3 months in, I guess, how do you feel about him? And how do you feel about his lineup not necessarily being consistent? It's working. I mean, honestly, it's working. So
yeah.
It's working.
I mean, for me, you know, I feel like the core guys that he keeps in the starting 11 is fine with me. The Jacksons, mm-hmm. the Palmer, the Caicedo, you know, Colwell, Cucurella.
Is Madueke, is he one of those guys?
Yeah, I mean, after 10 games, Maresca has told us he's his guy, right?
Okay.
So far, I have no complaints. But like today, like yesterday, what he did, you know, switching out four people in the starting lineup, from time to time, I want my manager to have the guts to do that. I want you to have the balls to think, Neto just scored against Arsenal. Just scored, what, two goals on international break? He's in a good form.
Yeah, he's listening. He's always going to score against us. So to have an assist to do something.
So it's, to me, it's, I like the guts that you can, okay, make a decision to be like, okay, we're going to play this guy. But if I'm saying, do I like the core group of guys that he consistently starts? Yeah, I'm fine with it. Fine. Yeah. Maybe the back line, you could do it a couple of things differently, but I'm fine with the majority of, you know, the lineups he's put up.
Yeah, to piggyback off Mike, I mean, to be honest, the core guys are the core guys. We kind of know who those 6 to 7 guys are. Mm-hmm. And I like that everybody else's job is kind of in limbo. You have to keep your, you got to keep your feet ready, because we've seen Vega put in shifts. Just like Mike said, we've seen Neto score against Arsenal, go on international break. But I said this in the very beginning. What I know about this manager and what he said from the beginning is, you have to show me in training. He mm-hmm. values hard work. He values, yeah, you can do all that thing over there in your country, but when you come here, what can you follow my instructions? Can you do what I'm saying in training? We're playing this team this week. Can you fit in this role? Because this is how we're going to be mm-hmm. set up. So for me, I trust him enough, because he hasn't shown me that he's going to put players in the wrong positions, or he's going to put yes. players that aren't ready for the match. So for me, it's cool it's cool that he switches it up, because it keeps people on their toes. I don't want to see it all the time, but I know when we have these bigger matches, I kind of know what our 11 is going to be, mm-hmm. you know, for better or for worse. So it's nice to have a manager, like Mike said, that isn't afraid to make those type of changes, because it shows that he's looking at things at a different mm-hmm. level for me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's just how I feel about it. I mean, he hasn't shown us wrong. Well,
he hasn't.
I mean, we're top 3, top 4, all like consistently through these 12 weeks. And so for me, I just like the trajectory we're at. Even through the lumps, we're still getting 3 points. So
I would say is this a shout? Is Maresca one of the candidates for manager of the season so far?
Him and Slot. Absolutely. Yeah. I would put Ange up there too. Very slightly. I'd put Ange up there too. Even what he's doing with this team. I know he's not top 4, and I know that Tottenham isn't like where they should be, but what he's kind of doing with this team, he's not on the tier as Slot or Maresca, but he's there for sure.
Okay. I still don't want them to win something.
But they won't.
That's not.
I mean, they won't. They won't. They're not gonna win.
They might sneak a cowbell in there.
We'll see. But to shift gears, man, let's go to the other side of London. We got the Gunners back on their click click click. 3 goals for them against Nottingham Forest, a team that's actually been showing that they kind of want to play with the big boys, but Arsenal put them back in their place, obviously, at the Emirates. Mm-hmm. We got Saka scoring. We got Partey with a huge banger. And then we got our favorite light-skinned little bro, Juan Neri, getting just another magnificent goal, man. Gabriel, how did you feel about this 3-0 win? And again, you guys are top 4. You guys are on par with Chelsea. Goal differential is the same now. You guys aren't out of the race, so it's not like you guys are super far, but what do you feel that your team needs, and how do you feel about this win?
I don't know. I feel so many ways about this team. First and foremost, I'm glad that we got this win. We needed this win. And we needed this win in a demanding way, especially at home, because – If we would have like drawn this game or lost, people would have been like, all right, looking at this team like, whoa, what's really going on? So I think this was a good commanding win. I think our best player played like the best player, and I'm happy about that. Goal and assist. It was good to see. Like Mike said, honestly, it was good to see my manager switch it up a little bit and to see different players play. I know Ben White's out for months now. Declan Rice has this toe issue. We've been plagued with injuries this season, and I guess this is just our year for being plagued with injuries, because for the past couple seasons, other teams have. So, and we've been relatively healthy these past couple seasons, and relatively so, you know what I mean? So it's been tough, but at the same time, it was good to see him switch it up, and it was good for us to get a commanding win. Jesus, still, I don't know. I'm not gonna sit here and like, he didn't score, he didn't assist, but it looked more fluid. You know what I mean? It looked more like us in a sense, you know. And yeah, I guess Kai Havertz is more of a, you know, back to goal, you know, long ball header, you know, flick ons, things of that sort. And we did a little bit more of that, but this just looked a little bit more fluid. Now, how long this is gonna last, I don't know. You know what I mean? And this is just, I don't know. I hate to like just keep saying the same thing, but this is just really truly how I feel. We need a striker because none of the two strikers that we really have completely fit this role. Not for what we need. You know what I mean? One striker has qualities that are great. The other striker has qualities that are great. We need someone that has both of those qualities. And there's strikers in the market that have that. Vic. And, Vic. You know, it is what it is. But, Vic. You know, it was good to get a win. It was good to rest our players. And we just need to figure out our fullback situation because all of our fullbacks are injured. Or dealing with Knox, or you know, Tomiyasu, he's out for an unforeseen time. He's not even with the team, I don't believe, right now. So I don't know when he's coming back. Timber, you know, he's playing, but you know, he's still coming off this ACL. He's still adjusting here and there. Kai Fiori, like, he just came off injury. Ben White, he's out for months. So Zinchenko, I mean, he's just coming back too, you know. And we don't forget, we still have Tierney, so and he's just now coming back. So, literally all of our fullbacks are dealing with Knox or just coming back from injury. But you know, I'm glad we got a way to get it done, and you know, we move.
So, how do you feel about your boy's role in Wanneri? Because it seems to be, you know, how do you
let's
feel
talk about what Arteta
said afterwards about, you know, the bricks and, you know, trying to, you know, make sure that he allows this kid to, you know, mature into whatever role that he will be playing on this team? Like, what do you think? Do you think he's trying to, like, calm down the noise of, you know, this kid should have been playing a while ago? Because, to be honest, he should have been playing. Every time he plays, something happens. So, what do you think?
Personally, for me, I think if he's good enough, he should play. I don't care how old you are. I mean, we've seen it. I'm not even going to say that. But I think if a player is good enough, he should be playing. And I don't know. For me, from what I've seen from my eye test, every time he comes up to the field, like you said, Mike, and this is not even on Arsenal, this is on the U21s for England.
Yeah,
he's scoring, bro. He's scoring. He's assisting. There's a GA somewhere in there, or he's affecting the play somehow. He came on, bro. He looked bright in 10 minutes and scored.
Yeah,
quick. You know,
free bands.
It's things like that where it's like, oh, you know, yes, he's young, but I personally, If we're in a situation where, listen, we need a pick-me-up or, hey, we need a goal, I need to see him come on ASAP because clearly he looks like a spark for us. If he's getting it done, bro, he's getting it done. I don't see what the issue is, personally. Yeah. I don't. I've been preaching on this guy for, you know, preaching about this guy for a minute. Yeah, no, for years now, bro. I said we have this kid and yeah, people thought it was all gas, but no, he seems real, and I don't know why not give him a run.
Yeah,
I'm not saying you have to start him right away. I know it's brick by, like, when he's saying brick by brick, like, we don't need to start him every game. I don't expect that. And maybe that's what he's talking about, brick by brick.
But you see where I don't accept that. It's because, just like you said, we've seen him over the course of the season. We don't seen him play it already. And it's not like we put him in for 10 minutes. We see him play for 10 minutes to see how to match. We put him in, he's scoring. We play Carabao or FA Cup. He scores twice. Like it's not like the kid isn't just he's not putting in empty minutes. Yeah. He's going and he's feasting. And that's why I put in the chat, Arteta isn't making I said a little bit harsher, but I say he's not making smart decisions by not playing this.
He's not, for me,
an impartial. I'm glad he didn't play against Chelsea because who knows what he can do against teams like us. We don't know. And for me, I'm looking at your team and I'm like, look.
But I was going to bring this up. But where are we going to put him, bro? Because all right, we're going to play with Partey, Odegaard, and Wanyeri, and Wanyeri's going to combine with, like. I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, I don't think he's just ready to. I don't know.
Honestly, wait. Nobody's saying he got to start, but you don't think he's ready to get 30 minutes in these?
No, I am. That's where I'm at.
Because you guys have had matches where you needed a spark, and you've talked about this in the previous weeks.
I've been saying this. I've been ready for him to get 35 minutes. 30 minutes. If we need a sub at 55, if Martinelli's not performing at 55, bro, put him on. For me, I've been wanting him to get more minutes, but this is Arteta being stubborn because I feel like with Pep, you've seen young players just play. If you're good, Rico Lewis is a prime example, came out of the academy. Yeah, who's this?
I understand. He's trying to play players that are like proven though. Like he's not trying to like mess around and like, you know, though it's been good, but like I feel you, but like I feel like it's easy to say that like he needs to be like, yeah, like he needs to be. I think in the other cup games, he needs to be playing. I don't think he's ready to start. I don't think he's ready to.
No.
Everyone thinks he's like the. Bro, no, I think he's a young player. I don't think he's the savior. He's a young player who's being managed the way he should be managed. I think it's just completely ridiculous for anyone to be like, you know,
start
30 minutes in a Premier League game is a long time, bro.
But Salam, some of these games we've needed him to come in 60 minutes. Trust me, because some of these matches it's been stale, and it's like, bro, take Mourinho off, take Declan off, keep Partey in. Like it's been clear matches, you know. I
need the veterans.
I understand that, but sometimes the veterans are not getting it done. Sometimes you need a young player to be the spark, bro. And he is our spark. Every time he comes onto the pitch, he gets something done. If we need to come in at 60, if you want to make it 65 instead of 60, sure, so long. 70 minutes, sure. We'll give him 20, 25 minutes, but he needs to be playing 25 minutes. That's for me, it's simple. So I agree with what you're saying because I don't feel like he should be starting at all. No, but like you said, like I've been saying, cup games, you know, things like this, fine. You know, we're winning 2-0 at home in a Champions League game. Put him on for extra time, let him get 4 minutes. You know what I mean? Just yes, he's being managed how he should be managed, but we need to – if he's performing like this, we need to start – all right. We're going to advance. If you're going to be playing like this, we're going to integrate you just a little bit more and see how you perform.
So as an impartial, I look at moments like this because I'm like, look, in the moments where it's week 32, it's week 33, and it's – 80 minutes in and someone needs a sub, I need to be confident enough that I can put in this young player and he has enough confidence to know, hey, we don't necessarily need a goal, but we need a goal. and for him to actually have the confidence to be able to play. And yeah, and it's week 12 and it's week 11 and it's cool. But this is what I'm looking at as Arteta, you know, managing minutes. And I agree with Gabriel. What he's doing is well. He's being managed well as the player, as a young player. But we're also looking at this young player as someone that could be a spark and could potentially be someone down the stretch that we can use as a centerpiece. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So he needs to get, like Gabriel said, 4 minutes in Champions League. He needs to get a start in an FA Cup match. He needs to get 25 minutes in the Prem.
Build that confidence.
Because these are the moments that are going to matter in week 30, week 31, week 32. Exactly. Especially if they're fighting, because like I said, they're still top four. They're still fighting. I mean, we haven't hit 25 yet. There's still a lot of matches left. So clear, for them, they're looking to build.
I agree with you. That's a very good point.
And I do agree with you. I really do agree with you because we will need that. We will need him to. What if some, like this thing? What if someone gets injured?
Yeah.
What if someone gets like I don't think we're not taking that into account. Like we have to take that into account with how our season's been going anyway. But this
because it might be, do we put in Jorginho or do we put in, it's like now when we have to make decisions on who's the next up, we want to make sure this guy is primed and ready to be the next up. If I'm a young guy, like you want to play, but sometimes you're not ready. We want to make sure this guy is ready in week 25. You know what I mean?
I agree. I completely agree. And this is the last thing I'll say before we go to United, because this is truly, really important to me. Like I said, if he's good enough to play, he'll play. If he's impacting the match every time he comes on, he should start to get more minutes. That's just the natural progression of things, right?
Absolutely.
He's a player that we did that with. Saka. He came from the academy. Yeah. We did it with Saka. Why are we waiting, bro? Saka was putting out shifts.
Gabriel, shifts. Gabriel, I'm glad you said that.
I know Wenger was here. You know, and Unai Emery was here, you know what I mean? So we've been through a couple managers, but fam, we did it with Saka. If he's good enough, if he's good enough, why is he not playing? Because we let Saka play young 90 minutes. What? He's been playing 90 minutes for a long time, bro. Think about it. A long time. And he's young. So, yeah. And I know he's like, Wanyere is still growing. So, you know, he's still growing to his body and things like that. But, if he's good enough,
okay,
let him run. I'm not saying let him start, but let him run. Let him get 30.
I want to ask you all this before we move to United. Because I'm glad that you, Gabriel, you made that point. So when a young player, for example, like in Wanyere, it's in this phase of their career where it seems to like they have some type of momentum. Do you guys think it's helpful for the young player, for the team and coach to buy into that momentum, or you think it can affect him later on down the line? Because as we all know, you know, it's going to be highs and lows. And if your career starts, you know, with, you know, momentum like that, you could get, you know, tricked into thinking, oh, this is how it's going to keep going. So when the low comes, can they actually, you know, withstand, you know, that low? But what do you guys think?
It comes down to the manager, I feel like. But also, as a young player, you kind of have to be able to manage it's hard to manage expectations with young guys because – you know, especially when you're a young talent and you get handed the world, you're like, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. And it's hard when you hit that first roadblock, because if you're 17, 18, 19 playing with the first team, that means you're better than everyone your age group. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you're kind of used to being able to play. Exactly. So it's just about managing expectations, and it just comes down to the manager for me. That's where the manager comes into play.
Yeah, I mean, I think it really just depends. For me, it depends on two things, like Cornelius said, the manager and his history with giving youth players a chance, and ultimately just the ability of the player. If the player's ability is at a point where it's like, this, we have to fit him into the team,
then I think that you have to fit him into the team. Now, does this kid fall into that category? I don't know, but it's definitely something to consider, you know, when he's always contributing somehow every time he comes on. But
I mean,
I definitely think that he's doing a good job of managing him. And, you know, now with the second half of the season, especially December, he's going to play. It's just a matter of, you know,
yeah,
when those matches are. Yeah. When are they? Is it going to be? It's probably going to be more home games because, you know, you'd want him comfortable at home. So I think he's fine, man. And I mean, they're still right in the mix. So, but yeah, I mean, he has to play more. We can all agree on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But on the switch gears, I want to talk about another team in Manchester before we get over to Manchester United, because we got to talk about asserting Erling Haaland and his quote. We lost four in a row, but how bad is it? It's not that bad. It's not like we got relegated. And then Erling Haaland proceeds to not only miss a sitter in the fifth minute of the match, but then a sitter in the 10th minute of the match. And then in about the 15th minute of the match, he also decides to take a header all the way high. And then in about the 16th minute of the match, it looks like Tottenham gets their first goal. And after that, it was just an avalanche of goals. Just want to say happy belated birthday to Mr. James Maddison.
Facts.
He turned 28, and he got a brace on his birthday. Yeah, it's kind of a given at this point. If it's your birthday, you might as well just bet that player to score, because he went dummy. Shout out Mr. Matters, because
he's feeling himself.
Wow. First and foremost, shout out to Tottenham for the match 4-0. And I think we all talked about this last week. We said Spurs can get a result. Mm-hmm. This is a City team that's very, very beat up. This is a City team that is lacking in confidence. For the first time in Pep's City career, they lost four matches in a row. So for them,
this is five now, no?
This is five. This is five, bro. And so before we talk about United, I wanted to talk about City, because they're still in second place. You know, even with five losses in a row, they seem to still be in second place. But if you look at where the table is right now, you know, like we say, you lose one match, you win one match, you can jump three or four spots. And now City's kind of getting into the danger zone where the rest of the table is catching up with them, you know? Liverpool's kind of right now in a league of their own, and we'll talk about them. But with City, what do we think about them right now, especially after this massive loss to Spurs?
I think they're just human, man. They're just human.
Now they're human.
We're seeing the effects of, you know, just keeping the standard so high. That, to me, that's what it is. I don't think it's that deep. They've had injuries in key spots where it has affected and also, you know, contributed to this run. But overall, I think if you stack up this City team that just lost, even against the Tottenham team, that City team is still a better team than Tottenham. Like, let's be for real. It's just, I think they've lost the spark. The standard is beating them down. I think that's what it is, bro. Bro, it's 4 years in a row winning the league. Come on, man. That has to be. It's never been done, and they did it. That has to be something. You know what I'm saying? I think we're smart enough to, you know, we're smart enough to look at this team and not think that this is going to be City all season. No, I think they're in a spot right now where it's just like, what is it? They have a Ballon d'Or winner. They've done the treble. They've done the quadruple in the league. You know.
So you're shooting them bail for being bad right now?
It's a realistic point of view to look at.
Yeah. It's because it's not just, to his point, it's not just like the past 4 years. Yeah, like the past 4 years they won the title, but it's like, I mean, like the past 10 years, I mean, they've been consistently at the top for, you know. But I mean, I really think that this is just another situation. Every year they have a situation like this, and usually
works itself out. But I don't know. I just feel as if, like, obviously, you know, De Bruyne has been, you know, in and out all year. If they can get him in and playing consistently, especially in these next run of games, better for them. Obviously, Rodri's a big miss. I mean, that's not like, you know, regardless of if this person has been out, this person has been out. Rodri's been a mainstay, and obviously they miss his presence. So until they can, you know, consistently find someone who can help fill that void. Because, I mean, shout out to Rico Lewis and Gundogan, but in midfield, they were getting just cooked. And it's like, you know, Gundogan at this stage of his career, and it's like, Lewis, I like Rico Lewis. I think he's a really good player. I think, honestly, he's like one of the most uniquely talented. He could play anything, I think. He could play center mid, right back, left back, whatever you need. Center mid, whatever you need.
He's what Maitland-Niles should have been.
Bro,
he's the best utility player ever, just to play anywhere.
He's a footballer, man. He's really good. But, I mean, you know, still a young player. Like, I mean, obviously, Spurs showed their class today, and yeah, I mean, I don't know, but to not to move away from City, I guess I think that they'll be fine. That they still, I still think that they need to address the center of the midfield in January. If they don't, this season is going to be very tough to finish. But do you think like this could be, because we've had this conversation before many years. We've seen many different forms of like this Tottenham team, I would say, over the past decade since Bale's been there. Do you think this is like, this team could be like the best of all those Tottenham teams?
It's hard to say that, because if you look at the team that went to the Champions League final, that was a very strong team.
Yeah.
Would you say that team was not better than this team?
I think the only reason why I would say that team is better is because of Harry Kane.
Harry Kane, that's fair.
And I guess where Son was in his career. Not saying that Son's not, you know, really, but I think overall as a team, they're better now. Well, because to be very honest with you, I mean, Van der Ven is the best defender. If he's defending Harry Kane at that moment, I don't know. I think that this team now would beat that team. Just overall as a team, they're better. Even though that team has...
They're better.
I would say they're more balanced. Yeah, I agree with that. But I don't know if they're better. I feel like defensively, this team is more stronger than that team.
Yeah, bro. I mean, shit, because...
Does Harry Kane, I think this team is better.
Yeah, what does Harry Kane do? He drops down in midfield. He wants to get involved. Son back then, over the top, phone was crazy, but you know who's faster?
Brandon Johnson. So,
I think, better keeper. Right back, left
better
back
keeper,
situation.
Better keeper for sure. And before we get off this Tottenham City, I just want to say, shout out my boy Vicario, bro. He's crazy.
Vicario is nice.
He's crazy.
I told you, I've been saying this though.
And I know Gabriel said he's the best, like, in between the, and he doesn't like to come out of the box or whatever.
He doesn't like to come out the box.
All I'm saying is in that little 6-yard box, he might be top five. He might be top five. I mean we could talk about it,
but in what, the world or
his reaction, he's good.
His reactions are top five. In the world? Prem, for sure. Prem, absolutely. In the world, I'm ready to put him top five. For sure.
Let's say, who are the best top five keepers in the Prem? Because no particular order. Vicario?
I'm not putting
this season.
Allison's up there. Emi Martinez is injured.
Allison is.
I mean, if you just want to put him up there, just to put.
I'm not. He hasn't played. He played like a few games, and then he got.
Sorry, but spoiler: Onana's in there.
Onana's been good.
Onana's
been good.
Onana's
top five.
The reason why we didn't lose, spoiler, the reason why we didn't lose this next segment is because of him. So Onana's
in there. All right. I'm sorry. Would you all pull Callahan? I think Callahan's been solid for Liverpool.
You're putting y'all crazy. You're putting Ryan in there.
But who did you say? You said Kelleher?
Yeah, Kelleher. For Liverpool.
Okay. Would you put in Kelleher over Martinez?
Wow.
No, I'm not.
No.
Yes, I'll put Kelleher over Martinez.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes. You're speaking nonsense, man.
No. Yes. Callahan has been a big part of Liverpool's run that they've been going on.
He has been.
He's been a big part of it.
We can put them both in there, right?
Yeah, I put them both there.
We can put so Callahan.
Is Everton there?
Emi Martinez.
Raya,
and Onana. And then who's the fifth? This guy?
I don't agree with that.
You don't think Onana is...
Onana's been good. I'll give you that.
I don't know.
Outside is hard, but I see where you're coming from.
Still don't trust you. I don't trust him, man.
If you even want to go there, from the people that we've ranked... From the people that you know that he led, he was before today. He was the leader of the Golden Glove leader. You know that.
I mean, I have the Golden Glove leader, man. I have the Golden Glove previous winner.
I had one too, but he's a free agent. Well, no, actually, he plays for Fiorentina now. But yeah, I mean, nah, but okay, yeah. Nonetheless, you're right though, Vicario. Shout out to him, man.
Yeah, he's nice.
All right, yeah. So let's switch gears to the other team over in Manchester. We thought we were going to get a new manager bounce, but it looks like we only got a new manager bunny hop. Ipswich managed to get y'all like that. A little something off the top. Ipswich won 1-1 against Manchester United. We saw, you know, a quick goal by Marcus Rashford in the first half. Then I honestly thought y'all were off to the races. Couldn't seem to capitalize off of that. And then in pure United fashion, obviously you guys gave up a goal. Salam, what did you like? What did you dislike? And then, you know, first thoughts on the new manager and how he set you guys up today.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was obviously not ideal that we didn't get the 3 points, but I think overall there's a lot of takeaways that we can take away from this. I think it's good to see, for the manager to see in a situation away from home where it's a little bit, you know, obviously like, you know, just the situation away from home. I think for him to see the players like that in that situation was good for him, because I think what's apparent straight away is that he wants to play his way. You saw the new lineup, right? And, you know, certain players flourished in certain roles and certain players didn't, right? So with that being said, I mean, shout out to Rashford for getting the goal. Objectively, I don't look at the game, you know, really too negatively. I mean, because the goal that we concede, honestly, is a deflection off of our player. I think if that ball doesn't hit Mazzarri's head, it doesn't, you know, go over the top of Onana. I thought
we don't know that.
I looked at the angle.
We all looked at the angle. We all saw the same angle, bro.
But nonetheless, the goal is the goal. But nonetheless, I thought, you know, what you saw was that some of these, they couldn't, you know, carry out what he wanted to do over the course of two halves of 45 minutes. We tried to play his way for the first, I would say, 5 to 10 minutes. From the 5 to 10 minutes, we created a lot of chances. We scored our goal. I mean, obviously, there was a little bit of
you know, we're not used to playing that way. So we did concede a lot of opportunities in the first half, which some were dangerous. But I think the formation, I think that the lineup, I think that the way that he wants to play will filter out all these guys, man. It's all good. I think there are a few players that
it'll filter the play.
Nah, it's just you have to have, because look, here's the thing. We know he wants to play three in the back. One, yeah. Right? He wants to have two sixes in there, a six and eight in there, and then he wants two wide players to just create with. Their job is to create wide. I think that the players that we had out wide today actually did a really good job. Delo, his profile fits. I'm not really too concerned about him. Ahmad, I'm honestly impressed with the performance that he had today in the new role. I think that that player has continuously showed why he should continue playing and getting more minutes into this team, because every time that he's, you know, he gets on the ball, he makes something happen for us. So even though he did well on the as that right wing back, I would like to see him in one of those, you know, 10 roles behind the nine, because in front of those is the two tens, and then you have the 1-9. So Rashford played as the nine today. I mean, I think going forward, that's probably going to be his role into the in the team, because we don't really play with any wingers anymore. And I don't think that he really has the profile of what the manager wants to play in one of those 10 roles. So I think that the nine for him could be good. And like today, he scored, so that was good. But the manager said he started the players that he worked with this week. Obviously, you know, it was the international break. A lot of people were out. So he said he worked with the people that he had in training this week. So this is just the first game. I'm not really too worried about it. I don't really take too much stock into the lineup because this is his first lineup. I don't anticipate this being what it's going to be for, you know, the rest of the season. So the more he gets to know these players and what their strengths and weaknesses are, I think it'll be easy for him to find, you know, the positions that they need to play in. I don't know why you're laughing, Cornelius. I mean, shit, it is what it is.
That's a real diplomatic way of saying you weren't excited with what you saw today.
I'm not gonna like overreact and be like, oh my god, I was expecting five. No, this is we are where we are in the table, right? So, like, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
baby steps,
you guys saw the game, right? We looked good for a period of time, and then we couldn't sustain that because for whatever reason, either we're not fit enough or we don't have.
I can't remember the last time you guys put together two good halves.
I mean, yeah. It's obviously like a culture thing that we need to kind of figure out and work through. So, and I think that he'll be good on that. I really, out of all the managers that we've had, you know, Jose, I kind of knew like what to expect. I knew that we would get something, but from all the other ones, he's like the one that I feel like I'm the like most calm about, because I think, again, this is Ineos's guy. I think that they're going to back him. And I mean, bro, he said too in the interview, if you guys have watched it, he was very clear and very upfront about we're going to play the way that I play. And that's just what it is. So if he sticks with that, if he goes with that, then okay. The football will football. You know what I'm saying? This is it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, yeah. This is just game one, but I think as a fan, I would be excited because I think that you're seeing players move in different spots. I just thought it was an interesting scenario for him because he had Xerxes and Højlund on the bench. And I was like, okay. So Højlund came on as that nine and then Xerxes came on as that 10, which I think that he has the technical ability to play there, but I don't know, man. There was
what what are the expectations for
your two? Yeah, do you think he's going to play without? My question was, do you think he's actually going to play Rashford up top? And if he does, what does that do for the other two boys?
It's interesting though, because I do think Rashford will play in that nine role, because again, like, we don't really play with any wide forwards. He's not going to play as a wing back, you know, for sure, right? We can all agree on that. He's not going to be a wing back. So the only other position leaves him with that 10, but he's not, again, if you want to play in a 10 in Amorim's system, you got to do a little bit more. You know, in terms of, you know, the pressing and, you know, the stuff that Mason Mount is good at, which is another player that I think that will get, you know, will flourish into this system. So to answer your question, yes, I think that Rashford will play as the nine. I think that our rotation from now until the end of the season, I'm getting there. I will say Rasmus and Rashford, double R. They'll be our nine rotation, and Xerxes gonna, I guess, play in that 10 role, because that's just, hey, you know.
Were you happy with the player, man?
You guys, say what you want about him, man. He's a good player.
Yeah. Who?
We'll talk about it when he shows
Xerxes?
Up. Anyway.
Yeah, he showed up day one.
Yeah, and he showed up early for class.
He was there 30 minutes early.
Yeah.
Didn't even need breakfast.
I want to ask you about Bruno.
Yeah.
Thoughts on Bruno today?
I mean, I think that he continued what he's been doing all season, which has been inconsistent. So, I mean, I don't know, man. He's an interesting one.
He's
going to
play in this system, man. He's going to.
No, he is going to play. He is going to play. And I think the role for him is going to be behind the nine. It just, for me, it's like, I don't know.
As the 10?
Yeah, but he's going to have to play like as the 10 behind the nine. Because
do you think Bruno's going to be systemized? Like, do you think now your team is going to be a strict, like, system in a sense?
But I think that's what's sustainable. And I think that that's, like, the direction of, like, obviously where the game is going with the amount of games that are being played. You can't always rely on just, like, the individual brilliance. You know, you need a specific system, a sustainable system, to where it doesn't matter who comes in there, right? They know their role, they fulfill their role, and the next player, if they come in, it's the same thing. So I don't think any player is like too, like, can't be coached, right? You just need a little bit of direction. I just think that the players, when you see the players go out onto the pitch, they're being instructed to do what you're seeing. So it's not like, you know, they're just, all right, guys, go figure it out. This is footballing at its highest level. So, and this coach has shown that, and no disrespect to Sporting, but he could take Sporting and turn them into a force in the European game. So, you know, and I watched the last few weeks of Sporting, and I'm like, bro, we do not look like them. And our players do not look like, when I look at our players and their players and their strengths and in the positions that they're playing in, it's different. It's very different from what we have. But I mean, you know, we did what we could today, man. Johnny Evans played, wasn't expected. The boys did give everything. We saw Luke Shaw today. We saw Mason Mount today. We saw, you know, I mean, hey, you know what I'm saying? We're getting healthy back. Euro should be back too. So I think.
Bro, when is Euro coming back?
He's coming back soon, December.
I want to, winter's officially here.
Yeah.
I do. Before we get into, you know, our next, you know, topic and predictions and all that, I want to say winter's officially here. It has gotten cold over there. It's getting cold.
It's cold over here.
It's getting rainy. It's getting windy. And now we're in starting this week, everyone has runs of matches through the winter, bro.
Yeah.
You got to think about it now. Champions League is in full effect. Champions League is this week. We have Prem. You know, then Boxing Day. Every four days, bro, it's going to be matches.
Time to get to work. So,
this is... I say it every year, you know. This is, you know, winter is here, and it's a good time to you know really evaluate our teams, because teams will, true colors will truly show. It's about to get cold. Some of these players don't like playing in the cold. I'll tell you that right now. Some players are gonna be looking stiff.
Well, I'm already not allergic to the cold over here. Sneeze.
Yeah. Nah, yeah. Man. It's about to get hot. Very
cold. He started.
So, I'm very excited to see, you know, how this season evolves. It's going to be very interesting.
Honestly, I know we don't have a lot of time left, but we have to talk at least for a quick hit about Liverpool. They're kind of running away right now early on.
Sure.
You know, Southampton did what they could, but at the end of the day, we can't rely on the worst team in the league to try to get points against the best team in the league thus far. What do we think about Liverpool and how did we expect this from Arne Slot? I mean, I feel like he flew under the radar and then Buddy just came in and now is the best manager in the league.
Nah, I think, you know, Mike said this in one of his recaps earlier in the season, like not taking anything away from him at all. Uh-huh. But I think he's really benefited from having a group that, you know, has been there, at least the core group.
Anyway. He adopted a good system, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, now he's an ultimate, if you guys know it, the way that he was playing, he essentially took, you know, this, like, erratic and crazy, you know, aggressive style that Klopp used to play and just kind of refined it and kind of, it's like more efficient now. And there's, like, a little bit more control. So it's, like, they look better, you know what I'm saying? Like, in my opinion. And they've been relatively healthy. Give that to them too. I think really, for me, I think Liverpool will, I can't say lose, but I think that they could potentially win the title this month. Like if they just sweep every game that they play in the Premier League, I don't think anybody could catch them.
Yeah.
I think it's still a little early, but I see what you're saying.
Let's look at
sweep December for sure,
bro. I don't know why. I was looking at their schedule. I was like, man, whoever put their schedule together, man, they low key.
They wanted to
show them some love.
One of them going a little run during December.
Well, their next run of games.
I hear what you're saying. I don't know.
Their next run of games is they play City December 1st.
And City's not even the same City anymore.
Yeah. December 4th, 3 days later, they play Newcastle. That Saturday, they play Everton. The following Saturday, they play Fulham, Southampton, Tottenham, Leicester, West Ham, all in the month of
December.
Yeah, bro. West Ham, dub. Leicester, dub. Tottenham, dub. Southampton, dub. Fulham, dub. Everton, dub. Newcastle.
I mean, their last non-win was against Arsenal, and it was a draw in October 27th. And their only loss against Nottingham Forest was in September 14th. I mean, these cats are on a crazy run right now.
Yeah. It's doable,
but I think they'll drop points.
I mean, they'll drop points.
That's 7 games, 21 points.
If they keep it up, they'll win the league for sure.
21 points. Yeah. I would say if they get 18 of those, they win.
Yeah,
18.
Yeah. I mean, they're just taking care of the little things, man.
Exactly, like not losing to Southampton, which would have been a bad, you know.
Even getting a draw, because they had to come from down 2-1.
2-1, yeah.
Yeah, no.
I think they're the favorites for sure, no doubt about it.
And this far in the season, yeah.
Yeah.
But don't. But this is the thing. This is the thing. Don't get caught slipping twice, because you get caught slipping twice now. No, I'm just saying. Now they're in. Listen, they're in prime position to win the league right now. Salami, you're 100% right about that. But if they drop 6 points, we're catching up. Like because if you look at the table right now,
I mean, he talked about this from second place.
Yeah.
23 points all the way down to 13th place, 15 points is only 8. Yeah. Gap from 31, which Liverpool is at, to 23, which Man City is at, it's a pretty, that's also 8. So we can look at that from first place to second place is 8, but then from second place to 13th place is 8. So everyone is strictly fighting right now for top four. Like, just like we said last week, you drop 2 points here, you can go from third place all the way down to seventh place. So it really depends on week-to-week basis for these guys. So, yeah, Liverpool's in a great spot right now. But just like Gabriel said, you drop 3 points here, you drop 6 points, you're right back into the danger zone, because everyone's It's what they say. You put crabs in the barrel, they're all going to pull each other down. Everybody's in the barrel right now. And Liverpool is just barely at the top, about to get out. But they're not all the way out yet. You know, it's still very, very early.
And I think that City match will be tougher, because these top six matches, you know, these teams will get up for it. So even if they, you know, they drop points, simply dropping points is massive right now. Drop 2 points here, that's a team gets a gain, you know? They close the gap, 2 points, boom. They close the gap, 2 points, boom. You know what I mean? So, I think they're performing very, very well, but they're not at the doghouse yet, man. They're not at the doghouse. And they still have to see us again. And they see us late.
And they still got to see us again.
No, they see us late. We play them.
I'm not lying.
To last game.
They got to see us.
They got to see us for real. I want my lick back. I want my lick back. I'm not lying, bro.
Yeah, us too.
Yeah. Honestly, Salam, I'm not mad at you, new manager. It's a rivalry match, bro. Like, honestly, if there's one thing I'll say to all of us on this pod, if there's anyone to get their lick back from Liverpool and or City, it's us. We have to be the ones to do it.
Yeah,
we do. Yeah. We're big clubs. We gotta be the ones to do it. Otherwise, who else? I'm just saying. Hey, man. I know some of y'all looking scared. I'm not real.
Go ahead and win that conference league, man.
That's coming with us.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Modern history.
Lock of the year. Lock of the year.
That's crazy.
Go ahead and put it in.
Chelsea wins the conference. If you guys crazy, honestly, bro. You need to win the conference. There is no like, nah.
No, we gotta win.
Nah.
Y'all gonna get caught up somehow.
Bro, who did y'all play?
Noah.
FC Noah.
Shout out FC Noah, man.
Shout out FC.
Bro, if y'all don't win the conference league.
Yeah, let's do predictions, man. Some of you have a tough week ahead.
Who's that?
Bro,
not me.
If y'all don't win the conference league.
I tell you.
Actually, no, there's some teams in there. Ghent. I rock with Ghent, man. I rock with Ghent.
Shout out Ghent.
Everyone play off Ghent.
They're Belgian.
LASK. Listen, they have some.
I don't know any players on Ghent right now, but they used to have some African.
They used to have some shots. So
LASK. We'll see. Right now, I can tell you.
I know we see Villa next weekend at home.
Yeah, I'll go first. I mean, we play Bode Glimt.
Bode Glimt.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. Bode slash Glimt.
Bode you know? Slash.
Yeah, no, shout out to them.
Hey.
Bode
shout
slash.
Out to them, man. Shout out to them, man. But yeah, man, we welcome them at Old Trafford, and I really think we have a shot at Europa League this year. So I think we got to go for it. I think that that's realistically the only way that we get into Champions League this year. You know, because yeah, get well soon. But I think get a win this weekend. Midweek on Wednesday versus Bode. I'll be interested to see who he starts, because now he'll have, you know, been there for, I guess, 2 weeks now. And then we play Everton. So, yeah, looking forward to that. Easy week. Two dubs.
Trap game.
So we see FC Heidenheim. Midweek. Okay. Bundesliga team. So put some respect Bundesliga? On your name. Yes, Bundesliga 1. Right up there with Dortmund and Augsburg. Okay. Hoffenheim.
Oh, Heidenheim, yeah.
Yes, they got newly promoted team, so put some respect on their name. The match is away, so we'll see. Honestly, I think we'll do well. I'm actually curious to see who he'll play, because he played Joao Felix in the Prem, so maybe we'll see Neto. I don't know.
Where was Sancho?
He just came back from injury. He got like
5 minutes.
He's on the bench today. I didn't know if he played or not.
Yeah, he got like.
Where's Sancho? Where's Sancho?
No, I was just wondering. Don't worry, we're
taking our time with bro. We're not rushing him, you know. We're taking our time.
You know what?
Real question, though.
This is no joke. This is a real question. You guys obviously got him on loan. I don't know if you have him on an obligation to buy, but with the Brazilian kid coming next year, right? And you already have Mudryk there. Sorry, I don't mean to pick on Mudryk, just like, I mean, you just have a lot of people in that position, right? It's like, Joao Felix plays there. You have an abundance of talent. Yeah, Joao Felix plays there. Mudryk plays there. Sancho plays there. And these are the guys that are not really getting the consistent minutes in the Prem. I mean, they're playing in the
other. I'm not going to lie. A lot of those guys are going to be gone. With Maresca, I feel like he's already kind of – I mean, when he came in, there were guys that just weren't practicing with us because they were on their way. He said, this is the team that I'm practicing with, and these are the guys I'm using. And so for me, I can tell that he's already started to phase some guys out. I mean, Mudryk was starting when he first came. Where is he now? I mean, he values
plays in the conference league.
He values practice, but you can see who his first team is. Like Mike said earlier, he has his core seven guys, his core eight guys. Those other 3 to 4 guys, those fringe players, I think over the course of the season, it'll get more solidified. But
my one thing on Chelsea, last one thing. Where does Nkunku fit in all this? And do you think? I mean, I don't know. These are just rumors. I just listen. I don't say anything. But do you believe that he's fitting into this project?
That's all for me. Is just
go ahead.
This is only a problem in the Premier League games. He starts in every other game we play that is not the Premier League. Carabao, Conference League, he starts all those games. It's just the fact that Maresca is dedicated to making sure that Nicholas Jackson succeeds as our number one striker. He does not want that confusion at all. He wants everybody to know Jackson is our one, and it is what it is.
So Nkuku's a nine. So Nkuku's a 9-2. He's not a 10 or.
He's a backup for Jackson in the Premier League.
Yeah, because you can't play over Palmer. So it's like,
yeah. Okay. I think the Nkuku situation is very interesting because it's really only a problem in the Premier League games. And that is where you would, you know, as a fan, at least me, I would love to see him integrate him into the team somehow. But he seems to use him as just Nicholas Jackson's backup in the Prem. Huh. So it's okay. Interesting on that one. Not going to lie, that's an interesting situation that I'm very interested to see how he, you know, finds the balance.
So am I.
Yeah,
because I think he's too talented not to play. He's going to play every other match when other players aren't going to play.
Exactly,
he's prem starters, but he's one of those guys where it's like he needs to be getting.
He's got
to
be
regular playing. Minutes. Yeah, he needs to be getting regular 60 minutes. You know,
bro. So him, Jackson, Palmer, and Neto. That's pretty
good. Just gotta figure out how to play them all on the pitch, but I think it can work.
Yeah.
Or maybe even take Neto out and put, you know, Madueke in there.
It's a tough job, but it's, you know, it's a good problem to have for a manager.
Yeah.
Mike, did you do predictions?
Yeah, I think we beat Aston Villa next week at home. Okay. Obviously, we win as well midweek. So, I think we're going to be going on a little run here. So, I want to see how long we go.
That's 10 games. The Villa game, the trap. Where's the game at?
It's at home. We're at home.
That's definitely a trap here.
Okay, so Arsenal sees. We actually listen, man. We actually see Sporting, bro. away. Practice. So, you know, this is a big match for us. I think bigger than people think, because I think we need to go there and lock him up. We need to go there and lock him up and be like, yeah, we're not.
Vic,
to join us.
Vic.
Victor, the striker. Mr. Yeah, come on, man. You know,
you're correct. Right,
so
they didn't know who I was before the mask.
Yeah, so, you know, I think we need to go over there and make a statement. And show him that we're a very good team, bro. You should just come over here and join us and not join that nonsense over there. You know what's going on.
Against Gabriel?
Yeah, no, it's going to be, I don't know. I think it's going to be an interesting game, but Tuesday Champions League match away.
What happens if you guys win, but he scores two on you?
Then he'll come to United. He'll be like, I scored.
I think it's an... I mean, the way we've been leaking goals has been crazy, but we're going to be up for this game because there's been a lot of talk. So I expect us to be somewhat
I'm actually really anticipating ready. That match. When's that match? Tuesday,
3 o'clock EST.
Okay.
You know, but 8 p.m. if you're in London. But, but yeah, you know, it's going to be very interesting. I think it'll be a 2-1 match. I think we'll, or a 1-1 match, honestly. I could honestly see us draw, because it's going to be tough midweek match. So I think we'll come out there 1-1, 2-1, just get points, honestly. We're in a good Champions League position right now. I'd take a point there. But I think we still win 2-1. And then that Saturday, we play West Ham away. They will take care of business.
Kudus is back that game, right?
Yeah.
Nah, I think I have one more.
Damn, one more?
They gave him five games.
Jeez, I didn't know they gave him five.
Five games, man. It was excessive.
I'm not sure if he'll be back as much. There's also been a lot of talk with him and us too, saying that we're gonna make a bid for him.
We got him last year.
Yeah. You guys really, we're gonna look back on this.
We fumbled so many times.
You know, you're gonna look back on this and be like, damn, the season going into the 2024 this season, like, we should have had our striker and the other attacker that we needed to bring in. With the you guys brought in Moreno, you brought in Calafuri. Okay, cool. But you needed
and
the
all of them are injured.
Still got Sterling though. Thank you, Chelsea. Remember?
Sterling. You got Sterling. Jesus. Damn.
No, I got Sterling. Sterling is only playing for the top clubs in the Prem. Have you realized that?
Except United.
He's on loan. There's no way we keep him.
Yo, that's low key, bro. You played for Liverpool, City, Chelsea,
Arsenal.
And Arsenal.
I don't buy your
settings. You have to go.
Buy your settings.
He has to go to Tottenham.
Yeah, no, he has to go to Spurs. No way Andrew would accept that, man. No way.
That's funny.
Shout out to Raz.
Shout out, man.
Hey, man, crash out of the week. Do we have any crash outs?
Yeah, man. Who crashed out this week, man? I got a few.
That's crazy.
I'll chill.
That's great.
Get well soon, man. Who's
we going with?
I don't know why. This is a get well soon from last week. But David Coots.
Oh gosh. Yeah, man.
Get well soon, man.
That's funny.
I don't know. There's really no the Southampton keeper. Get well soon.
Oh my goodness.
I was about to say Mr. McCarthy.
Oh that my was, god.
What I saw was just
crashed out.
Because Salah's goal, I'm like, bro, the whole goal's open. Like, there's really nothing you need to do. A simple tap. You're fine.
Fraudulent behaviors, man. Fraudulent behaviors.
And then the first goal,
it honestly made me turn the match off. If it wasn't for y'all saying, yo, turn it back on, I was so ready to just finish out Osasuna and Villarreal. Because that's what I was watching.
I got another one. Go ahead, Gabriel. Finish.
Oh no, go ahead.
Yeah, mine was gonna be this is the people who crashed out. Ederson, Akanji, Stones, who else? Rico Lewis, Gundogan,
Savinho,
Pep. Savinho, Zion.
Can we talk about Savinho actually real quick?
He actually kind of balled out. I ain't gonna.
Can we talk about Savinho? Because he still has no goals.
He doesn't.
He's still with 007, a lot of players now. Talk about it because he's putting in these performances. Where's the GA?
You're right, man. You're right.
Where's the GA? That's what I want to see, because we talk about a lot of wingers out here. You're supposed to be a winger starting on the best team in the world. So
you're right.
What's up with that?
I know, man.
I'm looking at you, Zion. I'm looking at you, Taylor. I'm looking at you, Solo.
I want answers because he's playing well.
Board games was nothing. I mean, it's fine.
All the players that play well get GA. Saka got GA. Salah got GA.
Rashford got GA.
Ahmad GA. Yeah. What's up?
Enzo GA.
Nicholas Jackson, GA. Yeah. Cole Palmer should have got GA. Madueke just got away. It was unlucky. You know, it was unlucky. GA. Players getting GA. Where's your GA, fam?
Yeah, Put your GAs on the table.
Put your GAs yeah. up.
Put the GAs. GAs put
if
the
you GAs ain't talking GA, I don't want to talk.
GA. Salam should have had a hat trick today. So I want to see where I'll put your GAs on the table. I want to see them.
Please.
Please.
Not yet. Seriously.
My man, excuse. Go ahead.
Even Rashford GA.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, Rashford GA.
What's
the
GA? What's your GA?
Ahmad, Rashford GA.
Yeah, Rashford GA, man.
Shout out Ahmad.
Yeah, and then get well soon to Pep, too. Pep and Erling. Erling. I'm not even going to call him by his last name anymore. I'm just going to call him
Erling. Yeah, you know what's crazy? As soon as they panned to him after the game, you could tell he was like, I shouldn't have said that. And I was like, yeah, you shouldn't have said that.
What?
You heard the quote. He said, "What, we lost four in a row? It's not like we got relegated or anything." Yeah, he heard that four in a row and said, "I'll just put four goals on your head top.
Might be six next weekend. That's crazy. It might be six."
Nah. Who they play next week? Who they
play next week? Liverpool. Might be six.
I don't know. I lowkey need a city. I need a city win. Because I need
no, they can draw a draw. A draw would be great.
A draw would be perfect, but we live in a realistic world. I look, you need a CD win.
I live in a realistic world.
I need this to settle in for Liverpool.
Sneak peek, lock of the week next week. Under 3.5. Liverpool City. Book it now, Gabriel. Book it now. Before it gets crazy.
Speaking of, how did our locks do?
Oh yeah, my lock did not hit, unfortunately.
Oh, man,
full of disappointment. Yeah, full of disappointing me. Yeah, we're not over four. Cornelius still has a game tomorrow. Salam did not hit under 3.5 in City Liverpool, unfortunately. Spurs Liverpool. Yeah, we're 0-3, but Cornelius has hope tomorrow, Monday.
Damn, we're 0-3. So. Damn.
Yeah,
well, hey man, we took back what we made you last week, so at least you ain't lose nothing.
All right.
Yeah.
Wait, who did the shout outs though? My shout outs quickly are
shout out Sokka, man.
Okay. Sokka.
GA. Let's talk about GA. GA.
Right. Saga. You can call him Saga.
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 Bukayo.
What are you talking? Take it crazy. Bukayo, come on.
Yeah, man. Shout out Ahmad and
shout out Max Dalman. He's training with the first team, academy kid.
Okay.
Yeah, dope to see him train with the first team. Listen, if he's good enough, he'll
play. Okay.
All right.
If you build it, there come. My one shout out again would be the Orlando Pride. Shout out Temwa for getting MVP, and then you know Barbara Banda as well, Marta, that whole squad down now.
All right, Mike. Well,
it's not like
as Mike alluded to, appreciate everybody for tuning in. And all right,
it's not like that.
Good luck to you and your future endeavors. All right.